Happen radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, April 5th, 2012. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. So forth and so on here. A lot of stuff to talk about. Phone lines are open. Area code 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dan the man is in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble there. A lot of stuff we got to go over here. You know, everybody's winding up for the holiday weekend and all the rest of that stuff. Great Britain is warning of a possible Easter terrorist attack in Nigeria. Probably by that son of the late leader who's always trying to get me to help him move a couple of billion dollars in gold out of the country and all that other nonsense. But seriously, I'm glad somebody else brought this up because I was going to talk about this subject here today. As you know, tomorrow is Good Friday. And, of course, not very good for the people who are up on the crosses, of course. And then, of course, Sunday, we celebrate the day that Jesus comes out of the tomb and sees his shadow and we get winter for another 6 weeks or whatever it is. But obviously, for those who would like to start a war between the Christians and the Muslims, these two holidays represent perhaps the best of all opportunities for highly symbolic false flag attacks to trigger this escalation in the war that people like Benjamin Netanyahu are desperate to get. So in between trying to figure out, you know, how it is that rabbits lay colored eggs or anything like that, be aware that there are some very evil people out there who would use your religious beliefs and icons against you. And, you know, trying to basically push this whole situation along toward this escalation of World War III into something really, really nasty. Now, I want to get on to the economy a little bit. Reuters has basically triggered a great deal of discussion over this article they put out saying that Americans are bracing for the next foreclosure wave. In other words, we're not through the crisis. There was this whole foreclosure thing. 84% of the foreclosures are illegal, according to a survey out in San Francisco. It slowed down while there were countersuits and lawsuits, and Obama worked through his foreclosure settlement, which basically was a license to plunder given to the banks. And now, of course, the pace of foreclosures are picking back up again. We had Lenny Charles from INN World Report on the show yesterday talking about how his whole operation is facing a foreclosure over a fraud by one of the lending banks. And it's just completely out of control here. But what the short version of this is, we have not seen the bottom of the housing market. And as we start seeing more foreclosures, the government and the banks are trying to figure out some way they can keep all the foreclosed homes from driving housing prices further down. Because that will put more homeowners underwater, more people will start walking away from their mortgages. And it's just going to be a self-feeding frenzy. We know housing prices are inflated. They're always inflated. Banks do not want you to have affordable housing. If you could buy a nice, comfortable house for a few thousand dollars and pay it off in 5 to 10 years like you would with your car, then you're free and clear. Once you pay off that mortgage, you are of no use at all to the banks. And they can't stand that. Bankers hate the idea of anybody not living in debt. They'll find some way to put you back into debt, lure you back into debt. If they can't do it, they'll get the government to borrow on your behalf without your permission, which is what they did with all this TARP and bailout stuff. The whole Federal Reserve system is a Ponzi scheme based on debt. And that is why housing is always so expensive. It's to keep you enslaved to debt for your entire life. Look at the word mortgage. Mort means death. A gage is a promise or pledge. A mortgage is a promise to work for the bankers until you die. That's why housing prices are always expensive enough to force you to work for them your entire life. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Well, I got the Sunday walk as this economy's in a mess. Seems like every local company's singing the theme from Exodus. Maybe a recruiter could figure out how I'd qualify as an army of one.
Oh, yeah, at 36, sure, that's gonna work.
Just another disgruntled executive with a gun. I've got.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. That was the Downsized Blues, and it's an appropriate piece of bump music as we talk about the economy here at the top of the show. So we're talking about this final acknowledgement, and this is nothing new. Analysts and experts have been saying for quite some time, the foreclosure mess isn't over. There was a lull while the issues over the fraud were being dealt with and basically swept under the rug. And now that the foreclosure settlement has basically indemnified the banks and mortgage companies, they're going back to business as usual. And their displayed attitude is, all your house are belong to us. And as I keep trying to tell people over and over again, the reason we're seeing all of these abuses is because the banks are desperate for liquidity to recover from the crash of the mortgage-backed security fraud. We're talking trillions and trillions of dollars trying to buy back the bad paper so they don't have to go to jail. And that monthly payment you make on your home is not going to help them out. They need the entire value of your property on their books right now to stay technically solvent. And that's why we're seeing these abuses. And it's going to start ramping up again this next year. So as Americans continue to sink into poverty, we've lost our standard of living has declined by half in the last decade here. But the J.P. Morgan Chase CEO earned $23 million in 2011. I mean, the wealth disparity in this country is greater than it was in Egypt, certainly greater than it is in Greece right now. And the reality is it's only going to get worse because the money junkies are making all the policy decisions. And money junkies always make decisions that bring more money to them and dump more debt onto the enslaved masses. And as I have said many, many times before, it makes about as much sense to have bankers in charge of our national economy as it does having drug addicts in charge of the pharmacies. You're not going to get a happy ending here. So it's continuing to get worse here, and it's getting worse everywhere they've got a private central bank. It's the same thing. These nations, no matter how hard they work, no matter how productive they are, they go deeper and deeper into debt. The system is designed to enslave with debt. Now, you're probably already hearing about this Greek pensioner who committed suicide in front of the Greek parliament yesterday, and it's already triggered well, they're not quite riots, but more protests by the Greek people who are just fed up with this whole situation. And this Greek pensioner did leave a suicide note. And I want to read you a translation of it. There are some words here I'm probably going to mess up rather badly. In particular, the name of the current leadership. Anyway, the note goes, the occupation government of Solagoglu, okay, has erased essentially any possibility of my survival, which was based on a decent pension, which for 35 years I alone, without the intervention of the state, had paid. I'm at an age which doesn't give me the individual capacity for a dynamic intervention, without, of course, precluding that if one Greek took up arms, Kalashnikovs, the second person would be me. I can't find another solution from a decent end before I end up looking in the rubbish bins for food. I believe that the young, without a future, one day will take up arms and in Sindangba Square, which is the space in front of the parliament, will hang upside down the national traitors like the Italians did with Mussolini. That's the end of his note here. And basically, when the Italian people got fed up with the last fascist dictatorship, you know, they hung Mussolini upside down. And what this gentleman is saying, it is time for the Greek people to do exactly the same. And that is inevitably how all fascist dictatorships must end, in blood and violence, because every fascist dictatorship is simply money junkies taking control of the government and the banking system for their own personal enrichment to the expense of everybody else. And he is absolutely right on one point, and that is that because of my generation's failure to deal with these problems when they were still solvable, the next generation are living a life that really doesn't have much of a future at all. The corporate media is trying to tell them, yes, you got a future, go to college, you'll have a future. And yet we have college graduates now who bought into that, went hideously into debt to buy themselves a college education, and they're out in the workforce and there are no jobs. We have college graduates slinging hash at the greasy spoon diners. We have a lot of college graduates who are homeless and on the streets. So we do have a new lost generation in our midst, a generation that's going to grow up without any idea that there's a possibility of a brighter future, lead to a new beatnik generation, a new lost generation. Now, food inflation has come back to our tables as prices are rising. The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization is basically updating their indexes. And they're basically saying food prices are rising in all of the Western nations because we're all tied into the dollar and the dollar's value is plummeting. And that means for everything that is imported from other countries, which is now most of it, prices are going to go up. Remember about 1960s, 1970s, before that, America called itself the breadbasket to the world. We had this amazing agricultural industry that produced so much food for America. We had plenty left over to sell to other countries. We even sold grain to the Soviet Union when they were dealing with one of their famines brought about by their failed interventionist government policies. And all of a sudden, our government starts getting into these interventionist policies. A bunch of lawyers in Washington, D.C. are going to tell farmers how to grow crops. And as a result, we are now a net importer of food. The United States of America, formerly the greatest nation on earth, we can't even grow enough food to keep ourselves fed. We're having to import food, and we're borrowing the money to buy it with. The government's out there saying, oh, yeah, you're going to love these genetically modified crops. And by the way, we need 20% of your farmlands to grow ethanol for the cars because we think it's a really cool idea. They're not missing any meals in Washington, D.C., of course. Certainly inside the Beltway. But it is, you would think that we would have learned from the disaster of the Soviet Union that central control over every aspect of life does not work. The most wise and prudent government will stand back and let people figure out how to make the country work for themselves and intervene only when it's necessary to prevent criminality and fraud. And yet our government has gone exactly the reverse direction. Criminality and fraud are protected, and everything else is under iron-fisted control in this country. We're going to wind up just like India with farmers committing suicide. They're forced to use these genetically modified crops. They're dousing their fields with glyphosate. We're now finding out that that's toxic to humans. And every time we find another one of these embarrassments, the government comes back and said, well, we didn't know. We're sorry. We meant well. Really, we meant well. It's like the old story with those shoe store fluoroscopes. They were in all the stores. The government was encouraging people to use them. They put out movies about how you can use the shoe store fluoroscopes to make sure that your feet are comfortable so you may put in a full day's worth of work to your corporate masters and be happy in your work. And then all the shoe store salesmen started dying of cancer, and the government said, we're sorry, we didn't know. Didn't know any better. Same thing they're telling the TSA workers over those terror scanners. So it just seems to go on and on and on. So we have, food prices are going up, record gas prices here on Oahu. And, my wife made a comment on one of these stories. The last time we went to the grocery store and we looked at the bill, and she's going through the bag saying, I know there's a jar of caviar in here for all the money that we just sent there. There just has to be. No, it isn't. It's amazing how it is. Now, here's the really funny thing. The United States government, this is an election year, and on election year, the propaganda gets even more ridiculous than normal. Now, remember, Barack Obama has imposed oil sanctions on Iran, saying, we're not going to buy your oil anymore, and we're going to tell all of our friends not to buy your oil, with a couple of exceptions of people who are really having a hardship time. So, of course, there's all of a sudden an instant oil shortage, and the oil prices go up. Who is to blame? According to Obama, it's Iran's fault. It's all Iran's fault. Yes, we said we're not going to buy their oil anymore. Prices go up. Therefore, it's Iran's fault. That's pretty ridiculous, actually, if you think about it. Sometimes I think these White House propaganda people, they're on drugs. They're on drugs in there because I don't think they realize how little sense it makes out here. Now, here's a really good one. The U.S. is also blaming Iran for the growing violence in Afghanistan in the wake of that Quran burning incident, and not to mention, you know, the massacre of 16 civilians by those army people as collective punishment. So, you know, basically the U.S. has invaded Afghanistan, brought back the opium problem, bombed a lot of places, killed a great many people, including a lot of children, tortured a bunch more, insulted their religion. But the only reason the Afghani people hate America is Iran made them do that. That is now the official U.S. government explanation for what's going on. The propaganda has reached a point of silliness. It is just flat out not believable. And I think somebody at the White House propaganda office has forgotten that for propaganda to work, it must be credible. You don't just put out there the most amazing linkages and constructs you can come up with and just assume that everybody out of politeness is going to go on believing them, because we're not. It's a different world since the collapse of the lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons. This is the first American generation to understand beyond all doubt that the government and the corporate media lie to us about pretty much everything. We'll have more about those lies when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
If you're not prepared,
GetPreparedExpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change, urban foxholes, wholesale batteries, common sense economics, MacGyver 101, beekeeping 101, shortwave and ham radios, survival gardening, buy your first farm, over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways, and teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopping. $8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Keravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about all the lies. I mean, we live in an age of lies. We're always being lied to. We've documented time and time again how rulers, or those who appoint themselves rulers, whether it's civil rulers or religious rulers or whatever, will use lies and deceptions to control the people, because it's easier and less expensive than having guys in armor and spears threatening everybody. It also doesn't work as well. So it's always about lies. Ramses the Great lied about whipping the Hittites at Kadesh. Napoleon lied about winning in Egypt. Lyndon Johnson lied about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. George Bush lied about 9/11, and on and on and on and on. Saddam's nuclear weapons, the destruction of the USS Maine. All rulers lie to their people. So now they're trying to convince us that the official story of 9/11 is really true, because they have managed to extract a confession from Sheikh Khalid, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He's confessed to everything. Was all his idea from 9/11, which I guess means Osama bin Laden is now off the hook. They only waterboarded the guy 183 times to get the confession. 183 times! They waterboarded him. And finally, he confessed to 9/11. He also confessed to assassinating Abraham Lincoln, personally nailing Jesus to the cross, shoving that iceberg in front of the Titanic and setting fire to the Hindenburg. And that's what they're going to say. See, it's all 9/11. You know, he did it. Now they got the other guy, Curveball, has come forward to say, yes, it was all my idea to lie about Saddam's nuclear weapons. The government is obviously well aware that the American people have come to understand that the government lies to us about everything. Now they're trying to shove it off on other people. Oh, it was all this guy's fault. It was that. We would never lie to you. We're the government. That's the biggest lie of all. The biggest government conspiracy of all out there is the claim that there are no government conspiracies. Just amazing stuff there. 183 times they waterboarded this guy to finally get a confession. The Nazis used to use waterboarding to get confessions. So did the Inquisition. The U.S. government has taken us back to the 12th century, to before the time of the Magna Carta. Never mind the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Even the Magna Carta says that torture should not be used to extract a confession on which you will then execute somebody. Things are definitely building to a crisis point. You probably heard a while back how the Department of Homeland Security was buying all this hollow point ammunition, more than enough bullets to kill every single American citizen. They're not going to kill every one of us, of course. They're only going to kill maybe 10 or 20% of us to make the rest of us obedient. That's the way these things generally work. But apparently other government agencies, including the FDA, are buying all of this very lethal ammunition. And the U.S. government, and we're not talking about the army that you expect to buy a large amounts of bullets. We're talking about the non-military part of the U.S. government has ordered 750 million rounds of 40 caliber hollow point ammunition in the last 3 years, with which to arm their agents in the field. I mean, FDA, this is the people going out inspecting your sheep, and they're putting hollow point 40 cal on their hips. What are they expecting to happen? The sheep stand up and fight back? It's absurd stuff here. All righty, let's see. Now, there's an interesting little story where this comes under the heading of keeping the slaves on the plantation. There's a report of a Senate Bill 1813, which is going to get into a bit of a fight at the House of Representatives, but it includes a provision that would allow the government under certain circumstances to suspend passport rights for people who owe back taxes above a certain level and basically prevent you from traveling outside the country. Now, it strikes me as counterproductive, because if you start locking the people who know the 16th Amendment was never actually ratified inside the United States of America, what are they going to do? Well, they're going to go on convincing their friends and neighbors. I think the wise and prudent thing would be for the government to, like, say, yeah, you people who know the income tax is a fraud, yeah, you can leave. Go on. Get out of here. Just do it. Go quietly. In fact, here's a few bucks to make your trip easier. Oh, well, it's not like they make any sense anyway. Or they wouldn't have tried to fool us on the 16th Amendment and the Federal Reserve all along there. All righty, let's see, moving right along here. Ron Paul drew another record crowd at UCLA, close to 8,000 people, almost maxed out the facility, in an outdoor tennis venue. Another huge crowd, and yet we're still hearing from the GOP and the corporate media and Wall Street and Israel, Ron Paul is not viable. Nobody will vote for Ron Paul. Ron Paul is not viable. Nobody will ever vote for Ron Paul. And we've caught them with so much vote fraud, and they stole the election from him. They did it in 2008. They did it again. We know they did it. What are we going to do about it? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're just getting word that Newt Gingrich's healthcare think tank has just filed for bankruptcy. So are we not all glad that we weren't stupid enough to let this guy try and run the actual country? All righty. Now, interesting little side story I want to go off on this thing. Google, of course, is launching or getting ready to launch their new glasses application. We have seen these heads-up display glasses for a lot of years floating around the SIGGRAPH conference. This new product by Google takes it one step forward. It sort of combines the heads-up glasses with a smartphone, and it looks really hip, and I'm interested in looking at it. I don't know that I actually want one, because I kind of like the idea that when I get sick of looking at the icons on my smartphone, I can just put it back in my little belt holster. And this thing seems to take the idea that they're going to be basically feeding things into your eyes a little bit, the freedom to decide when that's going on and off is being taken away from you. Remember we talk about how the creation of the Federal Reserve removed the freedom to opt out of banking from the American people. Now you must use the banks. There's no way to go through life without using the banks. And I see this idea of the glasses being a little bit along that same line. And yes, you can take the glasses off and you can turn them off, but unless you actively make that choice to take them away, then you're basically they're feeding whatever they want into your eyes. Icons, advertising, who knows what all else. I have no illusions whatsoever that this is going to be an ad-free product based on what has happened with the iPad and the iPhones and the rest of it. It's all about delivering content and delivering advertising to you. And whereas looking at an iPad or an iPhone is a positive act, in this case with the glasses, turning them off or taking them off is the positive act. And that kind of shifts the dynamic just a little tiny bit. So a little kind of worried about that whole thing. By the way, there's a new flat panel TV out there. I think it's by Samsung. I could be wrong on that. It has a TV camera in it, Shades of George Orwell in the view screen, where it can read your hand gestures to go through the menuing. But we really have achieved that whole point of the view screen that we heard about in 1984, where you can watch the TV, but the TV is also watching you. And again, because this camera is integral to the TV set, and because it is clearly watching you in order to read your hand gestures, it's another way for marketers to be watching what you're doing in front of the TV set. You know, so careful what you're doing when you're watching those adult movies. To sell you more products, or possibly even as we see the government, the forces of the government, abusing the technology on your cell phones. They could be abusing the technology, looking through that TV set into your living room. And we can't rule it out. We're hearing all these stories about how the police, you know, after they got burned on the wiretapping without warrant situation, now they're tracking cell phones without warrants. So the next step is going to be for anybody who's got a TV set with a camera built into it, they're going to be looking through that without warrants. You know, I love the technology, but some of the uses that it is being put to, I think we have a right to be very, very, very cautious about that. You know, it does look hip. I'm not sure what its social impact is going to be. We're turning into the Borg here. Walk around with all this heads-up display in front of us. Probably be a driving hazard. There'll be a law against wearing Google goggles when you're driving, like there's currently a law against texting. So we'll see what's going on here. I'll tell you one thing that those goggles are really going to do, because apparently there's a GPS in there and there's a camera in there, and assuming the bandwidth is sufficient to carry it, you know, this is just going to allow Google to take that Street View concept one step further to this constantly updating virtualized image of the entire world. As people walk around, they're feeding their images into this virtualization system. Very Tron-like. All right, I want to talk a little bit about Israel. By the way, the phone lines are open, and I realize a lot of people are away from the show and the chat room and everything, getting ready for the holidays and whatnot. But the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Shimon Peres is once again launching a campaign for the United States government to free Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard. And their entire excuse is, well, you know, it was only Israel who got this information. It wasn't really dangerous. We're all friends and buddy-buddies, aren't we? Well, not exactly. See, Israel took the nuclear secrets that Jonathan Pollard stole, and they traded them to the Soviet Union, our worst enemy, in exchange for increased emigration for Jews living in the Soviet Union to move to Israel, which was a really sweet deal for Israel, but it completely undermined America's nuclear deterrent. Had the USSR been suicidal enough to launch a nuclear strike when they had that information fresh from Israel, they would have been able to circumvent much of America's nuclear deterrent. That is the true scale of the damage Jonathan Pollard did. Now think back to what that nuclear deterrent cost our parents' generation, $5 trillion. And I know in these days of runaway Wall Street bailouts, that doesn't sound like it's that much money. But back when I was a kid, at the height of the Cold War, $1 trillion was a lot of money. It was a word most people never even heard. Most people had trouble grasping the word billion, let alone trillion. So it was $5 trillion. And by the way, we're all still making interest payments on all that money. And that was the money spent to build all the submarines and all the silos and all the bombers and all the missiles and all the rest of that stuff. And all of it was completely undermined by Jonathan Pollard. And that is the scale of the crime that he committed. Now, earlier, when Julius and Ethel Rosenberg gave the secret of the atomic bomb to the Soviet Union, they were executed for the severity of their crime. So this idea that Pollard first gave the information to Israel and then Israel gave it to the Soviet Union does not get him off the hook, because it was still a betrayal of America's nuclear secrets, nuclear deterrent, very expensive top secret stuff to our worst enemy on the planet. And I don't think Pollard should be released. I think he should be kept in his prison, go on playing canasta with Bernie Madoff with the loot for the rest of his life. I am appalled at this almost open-door policy for Israeli spies in this country. Remember what happened when they arrested those dancing Israelis on 9/11? They were right near the World Trade Towers taking video and high-fiving and cheering. And the video they shot was classified by the U.S. government. Why would they do that? You had all this other video of what was going on. Why did they classify this one particular piece of videotape? Well, there's two possibilities. One is that these Israelis, by the way, three of them were later revealed to be Mossad agents, may have said something that the videotape caught that was quite revealing as to the true source of this so-called terror attack. The other situation is that if this video caught the impact of the first airplane on the tower, and it's sitting there on a tripod, that would absolutely prove that these Israelis knew ahead of time it was going to happen, just like the people who sent the warning to Odaigo Systems in New York. They knew about it ahead of time, which would point the finger of suspicion away from the convenient scapegoat group, the Muslims, and perhaps toward the real perpetrators. So, just an ugly, ugly situation all around. All right, speaking of Israel. Anyway, the point of that last story I was making is the United States arrested those Israelis, the dancing Israelis. They threw them in prison for a very short time and then very quickly and quietly sent them back to Israel. Said, get out of here. Don't talk to anybody. And, of course, once they were back in Israel, they went on TV. They were big heroes. And they said right on TV, our purpose there was to document the event. Sounds like an assignment to me. They were using this moving company, Urban Moving Systems, as a cover. And the guy who owned Urban Moving Systems, Dominic Suter, had received this very strange $250,000 grant from the Small Business Administration in July of that same year. The day after 9/11, abandons his business and his home, takes his family, skedaddles back to Israel. It doesn't get more obvious than that. All right, moving right along here. Interesting little story about an attempt to arrest a Palestinian. Momen Shtaya knows too much, has seen too much. And in Israel's eyes, there's a possibility that due to witnessing the Israeli army's brutal and severe oppression of his village of Kufr Kadum, that Momen might have grown up to be a war-mongering Muslim terrorist. He therefore represents a threat to the security of the Israeli state. And it makes sense that the most moral army in the world, the Israeli Defense Forces, the fourth strongest army in the world's sixth largest nuclear power, the upholders of the beacon of democracy and godly light, tried to arrest Momen on April 2nd. The problem is Momen is only 2.5 years old. As Ron Whitewood said, you got to be a real manly man to go in and arrest a 2.5-year-old kid on suspicion of potentially becoming a terrorist. I don't think they realize how absurd they look. Maybe they don't care. But they ought to, because the more they do this kind of nonsensical, ridiculous stuff, the more people are going to say, they don't make any sense. And if they don't make any sense, we don't believe anything that they say. There was an article over in the British media. There's a big to-do over there about how the government has given itself the authority to simply read everything that is being written electronically, to listen to all the phone calls, just total surveillance all over the British population, because, you know, we can't trust the citizens. They're the worst threat to the government. I think it's the other way around. Somebody wrote an article on how to hide emails from government snooping. And my answer was, use gratuitously polysyllabic verbiage, and then you will be safe from all government snooping. Because they don't understand big words. All right. Speaking of silliness and stupidity from the British government, we mentioned not too long ago this story where they were buying the F-35 jet from the United States of America, and they were buying the naval variant to use on their carriers. And it turned out that the F-35 naval variant can't land on a character because the arrestor hook is in the wrong place. It's right close to the main landing gear. So when the landing gear rolls across the arrestor wires, it slaps them down flat on the deck, and the arrestor hook misses it. So they're basically spending all this money for a naval jet that can't operate off naval aircraft carriers. Good thinking there. Well, they got a new one now. Apparently, the British government spent £10 billion on aerial refueling planes, which can't refuel RAF jets. Some kind of misfit or something that doesn't go together. They're just spending money left and right, and they're not even paying attention to what they're buying. Oh, we need this, and we need that. We need to prove how butch we are. We've got this piece of aluminum there, and it's shiny, and it's wet, and we get excited looking at it. And it just really doesn't work. It's just about making money. It's about taking money from the people and buying really expensive toys with it. And this stuff does not work. Which is why the U.S. government and Britain are going to lose this next world war. They don't have enough money. They don't have enough men. They don't have enough manufacturing. The process by which they create weapons has turned into a cosmic joke. The stuff that they are building and are manufacturing does not work. The United States has launched a top secret rocket. So please don't tell anybody. It is a top secret, which is why it's all over the media. I kind of have to wonder about that. Why are they announcing this? I used to live in Southern California. We saw stuff go off from Vandenberg all the time. No announcement in the news. Why did they announce this if it's a top secret payload? What message are they trying to send, and to whom are they sending it here? Interesting little story coming out of the JFK airport. There was apparently a little bit of a kerfuffle when an American Airlines pilot chastised a TSA screener for apparently a great deal of profanity being shouted at passengers queuing up to get their crotches groped and their laptops destroyed. And so this TSA screener threw a cup of hot coffee at the American Airlines pilot. Nice people they hire for this job. This is the category of people the U.S. government is hiring to grab your private parts and go through your luggage. I think she ought to be coffee boarded 183 times, and then she'll confess to being 9/11 here. More great amounts of stupidity. Over in Denver, a man called 911 to report that he'd been in a road rage encounter where he was threatened. The 911 dispatcher told him to go back to the scene of the crime and wait for the police, where he was then fatally shot before the police could arrive. Good thinking. Tell him to go right back to where he'd been threatened, and he gets shot. All right, a little bit of story from the world of computers. I probably should have done this back when I was talking about Google goggles. A rude awakening for Macintosh users here. And I hate to be the one to say I told you so. And actually, that's not true. I rather enjoy it, especially in this circumstance. Every time I've talked about the problems I have with my Windows machines and the poor quality of hardware manufacturing, the poor quality control on the operating systems, because the money junkies are saying, oh, we can sell them buggy stuff, and as long as they have to agree to the end-user license agreement, which says we can do whatever we want before we even allow them to use our software that they paid for. And every time I complain about it, I get a flood of emails and phone calls from Macintosh users saying, you should have a Mac. They're immune to viruses. Well, no, they aren't. There just weren't enough of them to attract the attention of the cyber criminals. But that has changed. And I'm not saying Macs are not good equipment. They are. I like them. They're just a little pricier, and we're on a budget out here. But apparently there is a new computer Trojan that is running rampant across Macintosh users and turning them into botnets with which to spam the net with Viagra ads and, you know, all the rest of that stuff. And they're calling it a rude awakening, and it ought not to be. I mean, the Macintosh users are victims of their own arrogance. They believed the commercial that said Macintoshes were somehow automatically immune to cyber criminals, and it was never true. The current Macintosh system is based on a variant of what was originally called the Unix operating system. And Unix existed before Macs, before Windows, and the very first cyber criminals were running roughshod all over Unix systems. The first computer worms that shut down the internet happened on Unix. Still happen today on Linux, which is the backbone of most servers. And so it's not a surprise that as Macintoshes have become popular, now they're going to be targeted. All the more so because unlike us battle-hardened Windows users, the Mac users are babes in the woods and they're not ready for what's about to hit them. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're coming up to the end of hour number one of our program. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, do you remember not too long ago when you were seeing all these TV commercials about how taking an aspirin a day would help you avoid a heart attack? And it became an article of pop cultural faith and generated huge profits for every company manufacturing aspirins, because you got 300 million Americans and they're all of a sudden taking an aspirin a day along with their vitamin pills. And then it came out that an aspirin doesn't really help you with your heart unless you're recovering from a heart attack. Then there's some benefit. But if you've never had a heart attack, it doesn't do anything for you at all. And worse, now they're finding out that chronic exposure to aspirin can cause some forms of cancers. I'm getting away from that kind of stuff here. In fact, they're guessing. It's snake oil stuff. Well, then all of a sudden we're finding out here that there's evidence that if you really want to avoid those kind of problems, instead of tobacco, you should be smoking marijuana. There's a video. We put it up on whatreallyhappened.com. A peer-reviewed study showed that marijuana smoking seems to reduce the incidence of stroke, maybe just because it keeps you more relaxed and lowers your blood pressure. But it's kind of interesting on that one. So smoking marijuana, which is illegal, might actually be better for your heart than aspirin, which is legal and taxable. And this sort of reminded me of the revelation that alcohol, which is legal and taxable, destroys your brain cells. Everybody understands that it will destroy your brain cells. When I was back drinking, I used to operate on the theory that if you drank just the right amount, only the weak brain cells would die. I still don't know how that research is going to end out. But marijuana, smoking marijuana, has been shown in the laboratory to stimulate the growth of brain cells. If you're smoking marijuana, it will make you smarter and smarter. And this was illustrated during a round of Celebrity Jeopardy where Cheech Marin, who's a doper, it's his image, it's his real life, went up against Anderson Cooper, who's supposed to be this very smart corporate news media type person, and just absolutely, trounced him, humiliated him. And Anderson Cooper, when he'd been on Celebrity Jeopardy before, had won his round, so he's not a slouch. He knows how to play the game. And so now we have this situation. Why is marijuana illegal if it's actually good for you? Well, because if you grow it in your backyard, you don't pay taxes on it. And a population of people smoking marijuana, growing their brains and getting smarter, sitting in their homes, relaxed and mental and mellow and contemplating the universe, you're of no use to the money junkies or the government, who prefer you to be just brain dead enough that you cannot see the Wall Street frauds or see through the lies used to send your children off to war. We live in a society where the government and the corporate masters want your brains just a little bit knocked down in capability. So they will sell you alcohol, which harms your brain. They won't allow you to have marijuana, which seems to actually improve it. Talk about George Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. We'll be right back after station identification.